Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BT and Sal on the Fan. You know, I wanted to... I teased a little bit before about that Abdul Carter. I wanted to run it by you and tell me what you think of
what
I heard.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure what the deal is anymore. I've never been somebody who's been into, like doing weed or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard like it's slang used to be potheads or
pothead. Okay, back in the day. It, obviously, perceptions changed quite a bit.
Correct. That's why I'm asking.
Legal. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, and now we know that it's legal, and a lot more people do it. I think.
Yeah, I had some Friday night.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Right. So
it's been a rough week.
So
man.
I'm not sure what the term would be, but and take this for what you will. May not be a big deal. It may be a big deal to some. I have no idea. But the way that it was told to me was basically Abdul Carter clearly does not prioritize putting everything he can into being a football player, and that he does partake in some of those activities maybe a little bit more than one should, which leads to either not paying attention or falling asleep in meetings or things like that, and that this was a problem obviously under Dable, but because of Dable's unstable footing, he couldn't discipline him. Also, that Penn State did an excellent job of covering up some of these potential issues with Abdul Carter, which we're now seeing play out in real time with the Giants. Mm. Not only the off-the-field nonsense that he continues to get himself in trouble for, but obviously on the field not being productive enough.
Okay. So years ago, the New York Jets did not draft Warren Sapp. They took Kyle Brady instead, also out of Penn State, ironically, because they were turned off by Warren Sapp's marijuana use.
Right.
All right. Obviously, we're in a totally different climate here.
Laramie Tunsil.
Yes, as well.
He got penalized because of the
Remember, he had that
thing.
Gas mask. I don't know what the hell that was. That was a little different. I'm not going to lie. That would have rattled me, too. I don't know if I could draft you with that. It's one thing to smoke a bone. I mean, I don't know what the hell contraptions on your face, man. I'm going to run away from that. I think that I would rather personally, first of all, I think all of these, or not all, that of the vast majority of pro athletes, certainly in the NBA, and I would think that in football as well, to deal with the pain, I would myself rather have one, if I owned the team or if I was a head coach, I would rather have a player, I was going to be very honest with everybody right now, take a gummy, and then, of course, be responsible, don't drive, that goes without saying, rather than drink. Because I know...
The young kids are going to do both.
Sure. Okay. 100%.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, when you drink, the next day, you're shot. I mean, if you drink too much, you're useless the next day. Whereas if you take, depending upon the dosage and the milligrams, and if you do anything, any other stuff along with it, which I certainly would not advise, if you take a gummy or you take a couple of hits of a vape and you're a pro athlete and you go to bed, you're going to wake up like it's time to eat your Wheaties. You're fine. To me, it's the alcohol, the residual impact that the alcohol brings to an athlete is much more detrimental than some THC. That's my first view on it. My second view on Carter, I would then volley back and say, if this report is true, and it might be.
Well,
I'm not here to refute it.
Yeah,
I'm not saying report. Yeah, just right. Innuendo, however. My bad, not report.
Well,
you're right.
I mean, somebody told me that was an issue, or is an issue.
Yep. I think that there are so many people in the NFL that do this that are ready for work, are ready to be alert and engaged in meetings. So I don't think it's necessarily a THC thing. as much as I do this guy either might not love his job and is not as committed to his craft as the Giants thought he was or he would be when they took him third overall.
We hear a lot of stuff. God, I mean, I can't even tell you how much stuff I've heard about that. Like guys prioritizing, maybe not prioritizing is the right word, but guys freely using marijuana or whatever you want to call it. THC.
No, well, I mean, THC is just the compound that gives you like that feeling.
It's much more prevalent, I think, now than I ever thought it was or could be. Now, I remember back then they were doing coke and all those different. And ultimately, would I want to invest in somebody who's doing that regularly? I would not, but that's just my choice. But ultimately, I think you're right. It doesn't matter what Abdul Carter's doing as long as he's doing his job. It doesn't matter what he's doing off the field as long as he's doing his job on the field. And part of that job is to show up for meetings on time and to be attentive in these meetings and not fall asleep and be there for walkthroughs and then obviously go out there and produce. So he's had the trifecta of where he's messing around, I guess, doing, you're just not taking it seriously or prioritizing it. Falling asleep in these meetings or whatever it is that he's doing, missing the walkthroughs, and then not having the production on the field. That can't happen. And then for the Giants organization to invest in a player that has some of these clear character flaws, that's where I would have an issue. So some may know about it, and then you say, well, we love the player, and we don't think it's going to be an issue. A lot of guys do this stuff. It's not going to be an issue. Okay, fair enough. And that's why I bring the question up as opposed to saying, he shouldn't be doing this. I don't really care what he does.
Yeah.
As far as, like, smoking weed, whatever. I don't know. Couldn't care less about that. I care about getting to the quarterback. I care about paying attention in meetings. So when you have all these things going on with a player, that just shows that is a bad, bad, bad sign for year one of a rookie player with all the expectations for the third overall pick.
It's a convenient excuse or reasoning maybe for having a subpar season. I don't know that that's attributable to it. I mean, I don't know what he's doing when he's at. Is he really engaged in the weight room? Is he? I mean, obviously he's not paying attention in the meetings. That's for sure. You know, what's he doing at home? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I think, depending upon how old you are, like I think my dad, who's pretty open-minded, even though he's pretty much anti-drug, I think he gets it more than most older people. My dad's in his early 80s. I think most older people, like, if they knew what athletes were doing, they would be appalled. They would be appalled.
Right.
Whereas,
myself.
Yeah.
And I'm 46.
You've said it. You've never tried it. I get it. I think, well, I know, and I'm not going to give you specifics. A good buddy of mine who I went to high school with, somebody in his family made the major leagues. I will not tell you the team that he played for. And he was a pitcher. He was a pitcher. He made the show for a little bit. And, you know, maybe two or three appearances. I remember watching him. It was pretty awesome. And I became pretty friendly with this guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
As well, a little bit younger than my buddy. And we were on a couple Jets trips together, big Jets fan, go to Jets games, whatever. And he was telling me, he's like, dude, you should see what it's like. We get back to the Four Seasons, whatever it is. He goes, nobody goes out and has drinks and tries to pick up women like they used to back in the day. And all the players, they get their gaming systems,
yeah, right.
Their gummies, they get a little high, they play games, they go to bed.
Right, so who's to say that might be better off than going out and getting into fights and all those
things? I think in a lot of ways it is, provided you know when to draw the line. And then, I think... Hey, let me put it this way. If you said, all right, man, you've got to run 10 miles in the morning, and I'm not running 10 miles at any point of the day, but at this point, if I had to, and they say, you could take a gummy or you could have five scotches, give me the gummy. I know I'll feel good when I wake up.
Here's the bottom line. You got to produce. You got to show up and be a good employee when they and you got meetings, you got to go to the meetings.
Oh yeah,
you got walkthroughs, you got to go to the like you got
to
you got exactly. It's not that hard. And to invest in a third overall pick, that the guy that's not doing that, and then he's not you can overlook it if they're producing on the field, and he's not. So then you start to hear things that I'm hearing, and then it's like, man, all of this together, is this just seems like a disastrous pick from the Giants with Abdul Carter, who's the guy that I wanted, both you and I
Me
wanted
too.
Him.
Me too.
But again, we don't know, and apparently the Giants didn't know either, some of the other stuff that's going on. We see the film. We see him on the field. He looks like an absolute beast.
The only thing that we really knew, there were some whispers at Penn State. I'd be lying if I said I was really in tune with those about some character stuff. It was more about, remember he had a knee issue?
Yeah,
that's all. I'm like, all right, if you're going to draft but somebody who might have a degenerative condition, third overall, you might have to pass on this kid. But then I was, you know, based on the physicals and the work that he did, I mean, hell, if it's good enough for the teams, get ready to invest $30 million in him on his first contract. It's good enough for me because I was completely sold on his talent. Bottom line is this: when Lawrence Taylor tells you you better start shaping up, buddy, and get a little bit more serious, you know it's time to get serious. That's what LT said last week.
And Abdul Carter could be like, "Well, LT, come on, you did everything under the sun, you know, partying and this and that." And LT, but I
those are the best defensive player in the history of football.
Exactly. That's the thing. It can't be all. You have to do. You got to give us something. You want to do the weed and whatever you want to do, fine. You want to miss some of the meetings? Okay, I don't like it, but then you better produce.
Mm-hmm.
You better be sacking every quarterback every week, and obviously that's not been the case with Abdul Carter. Same sacks this week in a bye week than he's had the prior season. WFAN NFL Football powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's get back to the phones here, BT.
Yep.
Talking a hot stove, talking a little Giants as well. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Howie is in Manhattan. What's up, Howie?
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. I have a giant question, but first, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to make a quick statement, but I do have a giant question.
Good.
I hope your bosses are listening because I'm homebound and I've been listening to FAN since it came on. If I want to listen to Hot Girls, I would listen to Stern. That's my statement. They should put this guy on Comedy Central.
Oh, no, we got to stop you. We appreciate the support for us. Thanks,
I understand.
Howie.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Okay, here's my giant question. As a diehard Giants fan, if you guys are doing the pick, it's going to be first, second, or third. I'm looking at linebackers or DBs. What do you guys think?
I'm thinking maybe I go another receiver. And I'm going to look
really?
To maybe. The kid from Ohio State? Yeah, I mean, maybe.
No, I go defense. Yeah.
Their defense is rancid.
I would go.
Word. There you go.
And thank you for the call, Howie. I would go defense myself. Now, again, can we see A, where they're picking, B, what the draft looks like? It's hard to decide that now. Would you get let's say there's a shutdown, no doubt about it, corner? Let's say there's a stud linebacker. You know, stud safety.
Well, the kid raised from Ohio State would be the only one, I think, a linebacker that you could go top five pick.
Right. Is there a way to maybe trade down and still get the player that you want? I would not, under any circumstance, select a wide receiver.
I mean, I'm tempted. If you believe Dart's the guy, and I do by now, that's for sure. I mean, you roll out Neighbors, you roll out, you know, whomever you draft at receiver, and a little bit of a better O-line. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm married to that, but I'm open to it. I'm open to it a little bit.
BT and Sal on the fan. Hoff, what are you saying there in my ear? This news?
There's MRIs going on with Miles McBride. Today at practice, he left in a walking boot.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good. Knicks finally beat the Magic
fire.
Over the weekend. Yeah, he has been playing really well. Cat was out yesterday, too, and they won. They won pretty well. Good game against the Magic.
To a point where initially it's like, and look, if you have to give him up, you have to give him up to get Giannis. But it was just like, whatever, just go get Giannis. But, I mean, losing Deuce would hurt. He's become one of their best shooters on the outside, obviously a valuable piece in what the Knicks have been able to build here as a team.
I did watch a little bit of the game. Obviously, it was at the same time. It was a 12. I don't like 12 noon Sunday tips for the Knicks during the football season. What are we doing?
Well, they had it was a doubleheader at the Garden last night.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
Yeah.
The Rangers at night.
How the Rangers do? I don't even know how they did.
They ended up losing the game.
They lost
I went to that game. That was a game Cadillac.
Oh, that's the game that you went? You did go.
When I tell you the seats... Could not. I've never sat in a better seat in my life at the Garden.
Where'd you sit?
Red line, six rows behind the press box, behind the penalty box.
Oh, wow.
Took Moose and a couple of my my other buddies from home.
Nice.
Went to the Ranger game. And I left with 2 minutes to go in the game because I had to be home for the SNY hit.
Yeah, do you hit?
Yeah. So I'm trying to make sure the math is right here. It takes me about 45 minutes to get home. Easy peasy.
Did you drive in or train?
I did. I drove, found parking on the street, drove home. Yep. So I didn't want to leave with the crowd. So I'm like, all right, 2 minutes to go in the game. I left. The Rangers had a 2-1 lead. Fun game, whatever. I go in the car and I'm on my way home driving. I go and I ask Siri to give me the score of the Rangers. The Vegas Knights won 3-2 in overtime. I'm like, what?
Wow, they scored with 2 minutes to go.
They were 2-1 with 2 minutes to go. They lose it all. And yeah, they ended up giving up a goal really late.
Was it a soft goal or real good one?
No, but there was a bad call with the officiating that led to a 4-on-4 play. Uh-huh. Vegas pulls the goalie, so 5-on-4 play. They tied the game with under a minute to go.
Come on, dude.
And then they score the overtime winner under like 10 seconds to go on a Patrick Laine breakaway. Yeah, exactly.
That's a tough one.
Anyway,
loss,
it was a great night at the Garden. But the point is,
I just don't like noon tips for the Knicks
probably,
on Sunday.
Probably because they accommodated the Rangers at night.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember even complaining about, and there's been a few of these this year, and there's going to be some more. Like the Knicks have a lot of, 6 p.m. tips on Sundays. Whatever. I guess I've kind of gotten used to it. The reason I complain is because I don't think you get that fervent crowd. I almost feel like it's a disadvantage to, like, I would, and the Knicks are playing great at home. They're, 13-14-1? I know they only have the one loss there. And the Knicks' overall record is good, but MSG's been dominant. What I'm saying is, give me a Saturday night game. Give me a weeknight game. I feel like the Sunday noon, the Sunday 3 p.m., the Sunday 6 is a little less volatile. And if you're trying to really maximize home court advantage, I don't know that you're really doing it. But the Knicks did play well against the Magic yesterday, for sure. A tough game. Tough game.
Ryan is calling from Fairfield. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. I just want to comment on the whole Abdul Carter thing and how we're kind of like dissecting it like surgeons. Plain and simple, the guy's like got the second French horn in the school band. He's got to play better because you got a guy like Lawrence Taylor, a former Giant. You wanted Lawrence Taylor's number. Lawrence Taylor has openly admitted that he's done everything under the sun right before the game, right before practice, not going to practice, but nobody batted an eye because he was great. And now it's just Abdul Carter's just not playing great.
Right, but when you hear, we understand that, Ryan, and we said the same thing, and thank you for the call, but when you hear those things on top of repeated poor behavior, Kafka's been on the job for how many weeks? He's already had to discipline him twice. This has been going on all year. There's more than just his poor play. That's the point. And maybe some of the other nonsense leads to the poor play. Talent-wise, the guy should be can't miss. Abdul Carter's skill set jumps off the screen at you watching highlights at Penn State or watching a game at Penn State. So what the hell is his problem? I don't know about you. If I were given an opportunity like that, you get a call up to the NFL, you better be on your best behavior. I'm not saying you can't go have fun and go out with your friends and all this stuff, but if it's impacting your performance in a negative way, and clearly it is because he's not performing, then you better clean it up. And to me, that just shows a different mindset, BT, one that's not the right one for Abdul Carter. What more do you need to see that he got disciplined the first time? He had to do it a week later and get disciplined.
Listen, I think Dable looks worse and worse and worse. And I'm not even saying that there is a team out there. But if there was a team out there that was looking at Dable like, he squeezed a little something out of Daniel Jones. Well, he did stand on the table and bang the table with his fist to draft Jackson Dart. We're an offensively lean team. Let me hire Dable. I'm not saying anybody's even thinking that right now. But if they were, based on the loose nature of how he ran that locker room with a rookie, That's it. I can't hire you.
But if he did it because he felt his ground wasn't firm, we saw Coughlin do the same thing with Odell Beckham Jr. where he couldn't really discipline Odell or, get him in line the way that he would normally do it.
Because he didn't have the juice that he once had.
And
he needed
the talent. And maybe that's what Dable was thinking. Like, I'm not going to lose this guy because I need his talent. I don't know. I'm not there. But I hear people from people who are there and have the inner workings. Again, it's not the biggest deal in the world, but Abdul Carter has been a disaster this first
year. He's got every strike going against him. The production is not what it was supposed to be, commensurate with a third overall pick, and the inability to be emotionally reliable is alarming for the future.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.